Okay, next section, space beckons. I keep bringing space up on the Solari report, and that's for a number of reasons. The reason I wanted to bring it up in the wrap-up is that as I read, I read about 20 different magazines as a regular course and a fair amount of newspapers and periodicals, and I was struck over the last quarter as to how many articles there were on space, popular science, popular mechanics, Wired magazine. I just was amazed at the popular press effort to interest people, particularly the younger generations, in space. And part of my intuition on this is I think one of the reasons, and we talked about this with Dr. Farrell in the when we did the Breakaway Civilization Part Two this year. I think one of the reasons we're seeing the efforts with crowdfunding and new technology and the sort of letting all that technology out of the laboratory is we're creating the industrial capacity to build a real significant space exploration, space mining process. And it will be led in a privatized model. We saw over the last 2 to 3 years NASA take great steps to sort of organize how they're doing everything going forward into a private model. And it wouldn't surprise me if that's because now that we're ready to engage in mining and other sort of other potentially very profitable activities in space, that the folks with the $40 trillion want to be able to capitalize that and translate that into more stock market strength. Not to say the government won't be continuing to fund a great deal of space exploration. I think they will be, but keep an eye on that because if it's true that a significant effort in space is being planned, that's going to translate into enormous strength in this NewCo part of the economy.